All right, guys, I'm started the recording, so it looks like everybody's back on the line, so we're going to get started. All right, first of all, I'd like to thank all you guys who are on the call for sharing the call tonight. All right, it was a nice week. Hope you guys had a good weekend, got outside, did some stuff with a nice weekend. I got a chance actually to work out today with Dami for a little while, and Dami's working hard, man. He's working real hard. He's putting his best foot forward, and his goal is by the time he goes back to his school, which is North Carolina Central, in August, he wants to be NBA ready. And I'll tell you what, I have no doubt in my mind that he will be, because he's putting forth the effort. He's doing the things he has to do now in order to get where he wants to go. All right, so as for myself, had a good week. Got a lot of good things going on, a lot of good connections with people. So things are starting to come together for everybody, not just me, but for all you guys. All right, Garrett, I'm proud of you for being on the call again. Garrett last week committed to me that he's going to be on every call unless, you know, there's a dire emergency. Garrett hurt his ankle today. And he's still on the call. So I'm very proud of you, Garrett. Danielle is sick as a dog. You know, she's not able to breathe really well. She went to the doctor. They're not sure what she has, but she's still on the call. That shows a lot of dedication, guys. You know, it might not be a huge call right now, but you know what? You guys are putting in the time and the effort that's going to set you guys apart from the rest of the people who are not on the call. All right, I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, I'll be on the call. I'll be on the call. And you know what? When push comes to shove, they're not on the call. And that's fine, because we only want to deal with people who are serious about changing their lives, and obviously you guys are. All right, so a few things that I want to talk to you guys about tonight, I was actually talking with Dami about today, and, you know, I'm going to try and give it to you in a way that you understand, all right, as far as you can follow along with what I'm saying. There's three different topics, all right, and three different words, so to speak, that I want you guys to understand. All right, the first word is reality. All right, the word reality is pretty much everybody's, I guess you could say, I guess their barrier of what they can achieve in life, and that's their obstacle that they see whenever they're trying to go for more in life. In other words, if you go up to someone and you say, oh, I'm going to the NBA, or I'm going to the WNBA, or I'm going to be a doctor, and you're either too old or too young, they're going to say, that's not realistic. You got to be realistic. Now, the word realistic is for people who don't believe in themselves. Okay, because when you don't believe in yourself, okay, and someone says to you what they're planning on doing, you automatically you're going to be like, that's not realistic. Why? Because your own body is going to be saying, I wouldn't be able to do that, so why would that person be able to do that? For example, Kyle, right? He says his goal, going NBA, not just going into the NBA, becoming a contributing factor in the NBA, becoming an all-star in the NBA. Now, if he says that to someone who is miserable, to someone who has no belief in themselves, do you know what's going to happen? That person will be like, that's not realistic, Kyle. You're 6 foot, you're white, you're not the most athletic, and that's what they're going to tell him, and then that's what they call realistic. Now, when Kyle tells me that, or Kyle tells someone who has belief in themselves, okay, what do we say? Go for it. What can I do to help? Anything you need, I'll help you out with, okay? And that's really what it boils down to, all right? You guys have to understand that realistic, that word is just for weak people, okay? You guys, I'm sure you all heard of Disney, Walt Disney, right? Disney World, Disneyland, you've all heard of that, right? Now, let me ask you a question. When Walt Disney first came up with the idea of making Disney World, okay, he got the idea because when he was young, they used to have in different small towns what they call the World's Fair, okay? That's where they had rides come in. I mean, I'm sure you guys from Staten Island, you know, when they have in the mall, they have that little fair where they have all the games and the little rides and stuff. Now, they had these rides back then. They had different things, different events, just like they have now. And Walt Disney was upset when that was over. So he said, you know what? I'm gonna make an amusement park or a World's Fair year-round. And that's what he wanted to do. And what people tell him, oh, come on, man, that's not realistic. How are you going to do that? You don't have the money. You don't have the experience. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have anything. How are you going to do this? And what did Walt Disney say? Walt Disney said, I don't care. You know, when your dreams are big enough, your circumstances don't matter. Okay? Who said it? I have a quote on my wall, all right, and it's from Thomas Edison. Okay? That's the man who created the light bulb. And he said, there ain't no rules around here. We're trying to accomplish something. Okay, when you're trying to accomplish something, who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm not saying you break the law, but there's no rules. You go after what you want to go after, and you go after with a passion that nothing is going to stop you. So when he said, you know what, I'm going to do it, I think he went to like 350-something banks. And this is back many, many years ago. And they all said no until one finally said, you know what, let's do it. And then what do you have to do? He had to look and he had to find a spot for this. And he was looking, he started Disney World from an orange orchard. So he looked at an orange orchard with no experience, with no money, with nothing. And he said, that's what I'm going to make. He saw it in his mind and then brought it into fruition. And that's what the term, you know, non-realistic or realistic, it puts a weakness on you. Okay, that is, just get that word out of your mind that it's not realistic. I mean, granted, there's things that are not realistic. Like, you jumping off the Empire State Building and surviving without a scratch is not realistic. That's just stupidity. Okay, but for things that you're trying to accomplish in your life, reality and realistic is a silly word because that just puts a barrier on you. That gives you a way to escape. Okay, now, that goes into the second thing I'm going to talk about. Okay, now most people, you know, I told you a few weeks ago that we're going to try and talk about goals. Okay, and this is sort of what we're going to speak about with goals tonight. All right, when someone sets goals, all right, what exactly does it mean to set a goal? Well, in other words, a goal is something that you set outside of today that you're trying to attain. Okay, so for you guys on the line, you guys are all into basketball. So let's say, Garrett, for you, a goal of yours would be to make a college team. Okay, let's say North Carolina, just throw out a name, okay? Now, that's your long-term goal, okay? That's your 3 or 5 year goal or whatever it is, or even 1 year. Say you were a senior and your 1 year goal is to make it to North Carolina to play in North Carolina. Now, the problem with long-term goals, okay? The problem that I have, and this came to me a few weeks ago, and I've been waiting to talk about this because this is vital, okay? Long-term goals are fantastic to have. You want to set goals. You always want to be looking for more and trying to get more, okay? But the problem that we have with long-term goals is when what you're doing doesn't yield an immediate result, in other words, instant gratification, you kind of slack back a little, and your energy doesn't go full force. Now, we talked about that, I think it was last week, about having the mindset. If you guys remember that, okay, that I got from Les Brown. When you have the mindset, you don't need that evidence immediately for you to keep pushing as hard as you're pushing to go after your goal. But what happens is most people, as they start to set goals, they're not really serious about their goals. They don't make it a must, as we talked about in the past. It's a should. I should bust my butt. I should try to get on the team. I should try to make this team. And what happens is you go from your goal of being the best you could be and making that team to, oh man, it's such hard work. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that long-term goals are great to have, but they can't be the only thing you have. And yes, I'll give you 5 push-ups because I said the C word, but it's in a way that you have to understand, okay? When you're setting a long-term goal, there's room for error. There's room for you to slack because you have between now and, say, the 1 year for you to fall off. You have that error, okay? You have that room for error. So when you have that room, human nature a lot of times is going to allow you to take that. Your life is going to try to follow the path of least resistance. That's the way it works, okay? So what happens is, what I've tried to understand is that when you have those long-term goals, that path of least resistance kicks in, and that's what we call procrastination, okay? When you procrastinate, this leads back to what we talked about a few weeks ago. When you're procrastinating, what are you doing? If you guys remember, you're avoiding pain, okay? You're not focusing on the pleasure you're going to get by what you're doing to get to that level. You're focusing on what pain you're putting in right now, okay? The pain to you is more real than the pleasure of what you're going to attain by going after this, okay? So when procrastination sets in, that's the I'll start tomorrow slogan. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start Monday. Everybody with diets, I'll start Monday. I'll start going to the gym tomorrow. You know, oh, I missed today. Oh, no big deal. I'll start tomorrow. Everything is always start tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow is not good enough. Okay, you have to go after things now. Okay, tomorrow doesn't come if you don't take care of today. You know, they say the present, right? They call it the present. Today is the present, right? The future is gone, right? I mean, I'm sorry. The future is ahead of us. The past is gone. Right now they call it the present because it's a gift. Right now is the only time you have, regardless of how many things you've accomplished in your life, doesn't matter. Up to this point, right this second, is the only time in your life that you have. You know why? You cannot go backwards, and it's impossible to go forward. So what do? You can harp on the things you didn't do, and you can complain and whine. The world is full of whiners and complainers. You know, I'm not sure if I told you guys this story before, but there was an old man, I heard this story, Les Brown said it years ago, and there's an old man sitting on a porch, and there's a little kid walking by, and he sees a dog sitting next to the old man, and the dog keeps wincing and wincing and crying. So the little kid, after a few days, says to the guy, you know, excuse me, sir, I'm confused. He goes, every day I come by here, and I see this dog on the porch, and he's crying. He's wincing. He goes, oh, yeah, that's because he's laying on a nail. So the kid, like, is mystified. He says, well, why didn't he just get off the nail? And the owner says, well, because it doesn't hurt bad enough yet. You know what? So what that basically means, guys, is a lot of times, unless it hurts bad enough, we're not going to do anything. Okay, for people who want to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight until you make it a must and it hurts bad enough. Till you look in the mirror and you go, I'm disgusted. I've recently went through that. My wife is the most wonderful woman in the world because she keeps me on track with everything I do. Just like you guys fall off track, so do I. I'm not perfect. I try to practice what I preach every day. But just human nature is what happens. You fall off. And that's where coaches come in, or your significant others, or your family, who are there to protect you and to help you and to push you forward. Okay, so what happens is my wife keeps me on track. In the last almost 2 months, I've dropped almost 30 pounds. Why? Because my wife is helping keep me on track. I'm like, I want to get that. No, you're not having that. And it's like, are you serious? And then but I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know what? She's doing it to benefit me. Like, all the stuff I do to you guys when we're working out, it's not to hurt you. I'm not telling you, you know, Garrett especially, keep your hands off your knees, suck it up. No, all these things, I'm not telling you these things to hurt you. I'm telling you these things to help you, to push you to the next level. Dami, the same thing, and Danielle, the same thing. Just because you're a girl doesn't mean you don't push as hard as the guys do. There's girls who push harder than guys, and they're the ones who become successful at what they're trying to do. So the whole point I'm making to you guys is that, you know, you need someone there, whether it's me. I'm not saying it has to be me. Whether it's me, it's whoever it is, to always keep pushing you and to allow you, when you fall off track, to push you back on. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to talk about is how this next topic that I'm talking about is going to be, in essence, your own personal coach. But guess what? You're going to be your own personal coach. Okay? Because when we talked about the long-term goals and you have that margin for error, well, now what I've come up with is, you know what you need? You need long-term goals, but you know what you need immediately? You need daily goals, okay? You need to have a goal for all different aspects of your life for just today. I read a book a few years ago by John Maxwell, okay? And the name is escaping me right now of the name of the book. It's really blatant. Oh, no, it's called Today Matters. That's it. The name of the book is called Today Matters, okay? And in his book, the beginning of the book, I actually have it in front of me, okay? And I wanted to read to you what he says in the front. Now, this is about business. This is about life. It's not so much about sports, okay? But he says, it's the title of the little poem, so to speak, is called Just for Today. It says, just for today, I will choose and display the right attitudes. Just for today, I will determine and act on important priorities. Just for today, I will know and follow healthy guidelines. Just for today, I will communicate and care for my family. Just for today, I will practice and develop good thinking. Just for today, I will make and keep proper commitments. Just for today, I will earn and properly manage my finances. Just for today, I will deepen and live out my faith. Now, there's about five or six other ones, but do you get the point? Okay? It's about what you're doing. It's about what you're doing daily. It's your daily agenda that is going to make you reach your goals. Okay? Every day, what are you doing today that's going to help you reach your goal? That is really what it's about. So what I'm trying to stress to you is think of that philosophy. Now, I'm gonna be developing a sheet, okay, a worksheet, a goal sheet, so to speak, that I will email to you guys, okay? And what you do, it'll have a slot for the date, a slot for your name, and I'm going to break down into, I guess, maybe five or six, you know, categories. You know, personal life, you know, as far as schoolwork, as far as, you know, your basketball career, what you're working on during the day. But what I want you guys to understand is there's going to be pretty much what they call an accountability sheet. Because if you promise yourself, and you make a promise to yourself, and you start keeping that promise, and every day, what you're going to find amazing, and I've done this in the past before, okay, that's where I got the idea from, is that when you start seeing it on paper, and you start seeing how momentum starts building, okay, where it gets to the point where you don't want to go back. Remember my favorite quote that I've told you time and time again, once your mind has been expanded to an idea or a possibility, or an action, it's not capable of going backwards and being satisfied. Okay, so once you start to see how that momentum builds, and it's building, and now your shot's getting better, and now your conditioning's getting better, you don't want to go backwards. Why? Because you know what, you're going to lose all the momentum you build. It just takes that one time to fall back into that same cycle of procrastination. Believe me, I've done it numerous times in my life, you know? But now, finally, with my wife, she keeps me on track. So everything you hear from me, tonight my wife and I are talking at dinner, or actually at lunch earlier today, and a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, she just gives it to you straight. She says to me, these are her exact words, you know what? If you want a goal, this is what you do. You ready? You get up and you do it. I mean, can you think of a more simple way to put it? You want something, you get up, you do what it takes, and you get it. That's the way it is. You want to make a chocolate cake, you want to bake brownies, there's a recipe. You follow the recipe, you get the outcome. That's really, it's that simple. It really is. But the problem is, we complicate it. We make it so hard to be successful because we put into the words, again, going back to what I talked about before, it's not realistic. How am I going to achieve this? Forget the how. Get your reasons why you want to accomplish something. Why do you want to go pro, Dami? Danielle, why do you want to become successful in basketball and in your life? Garrett, why do you want to make a college team? Why? And I'm not talking because I want to be good or because I want to show. No, I'm talking internally. You guys are old enough to have desires inside your body outside of the normal young people, okay? You guys are old enough, and you're a lot more mature than most of the kids your age. Just from coming to us and working with us on a daily basis, you can see that just by, you know, the kids that are out there. I'm around Staten Island all the time, and I see these knucklehead kids, and I just want to smack them because they don't know what they're doing. They're walking with their hats tilted, talking this, talking that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And Dami, I was in the gym with him today. We saw at least five or six of them in the gym. You know, you got all the kids who are trying to look good, but they're not working on themselves, and they think they look good. Meanwhile, the other kid that they think they look good to thinks they look better than them, and it's a constant cycle. So what I'm saying to you guys, you have to become accountable for what you're doing in your life. No one is going to hold you accountable to the degree that you can hold yourself accountable. You know, think about all the kind of accountability that you have in your life, in your schoolwork, right? Your teachers hold you accountable, right? You get an assignment, you have to do the assignment. You don't do the assignment, what happens? You fail, right? It's just that simple, okay? Your life is the same way, okay? If you don't hold yourself accountable, you will not, and I promise you this, you will not get where you want to go. Because you're going to let procrastination kick in, then everybody's going to start chirping in your ear that it's not realistic. And since you haven't been working on yourself on a daily basis, guess what? You're going to stop believing them. Okay, and a lot of times, what we need is we need someone else's belief in us. We need to believe in that until we believe enough in ourselves. Now, what that means is basically, there's times where, I mean, even myself, I don't believe in myself all the time, but my wife believes in me, my friends believe in me, you guys believe in me, and a lot of times, it's those things that get you and push you to the next level. That's the way it works. And just as much as I'm trying to help you guys are helping me. You don't realize it because you guys are like, oh, I'm just working out. You know what? But you guys working out, doing the things the right way, that gives me more confidence, and it helps develop me more. It helps me want to push harder. It makes me want to do more. I'm in the gym on Saturday morning, and I'm developing new drills. Why? Because I want to give you guys more. So by you guys giving yourselves more, and pushing yourselves, that's in essence pushing me. So this situation that we all do, this is a win-win-win situation. Everybody wins. Because we're all trying to accomplish a goal, a different goal in all of us, but in essence, it's all the same. You want to be the best you can be. I want to be the best I can be. Donnie, Garrett, Danielle, you guys all want to be the best you can be. And so do I. So I go harder. And because you guys want it, you guys see me putting in the time, you're going to go harder. And everybody, and it filters down to everybody, and everybody wins. And that's pretty much the basis of what I'm trying to make you guys understand, is that when you're taking accountability of yourself on a daily basis, that means reading the right kinds of things. That means, you know, not listening to the knuckleheads that you deal with on a daily basis in school. Not trying to prove yourself to them. The people you deal with in school, they're not trying to help you. The better you look, I mean, the better you look, the worse they look, okay? As you start to step out from the pack, okay, Kyle will tell you, his circle of friends has gotten so small that it's ridiculous. Why? Because the better you do, then envy kicks in. Then hate kicks in. Then, you know, people say, oh, well, he thinks who the hell he is. Who does he think he is? He's trying to step out from Staten Island or whatever it is. And that's the truth. The better you do, the worse your peers look, unless they're coming with you. And odds are, they're not. It's very, very, very rare that friends, that you have friends for life. Okay, that's just the way it is. You're going to lose some friends. Get to know that. That's just the way it is. Okay? So you have to grasp that concept and say, you know what? He's my friend right now. Like, I've been so lucky in my personal life. I have, like, five friends that I've been friends with since high school that I would do anything for them in a heartbeat. They're like my brothers. And these are the guys that I played basketball with growing up. And these are the guys that I stayed out of trouble with. These are the guys who I was, you know, in their bridal parties. And these are the guys who, to this day, we haven't seen, if we haven't seen each other in 3 years, we get together, it's like we haven't missed a beat. That's what a friendship is. That's what people are pushing you. You know, I have a friend of mine, my best friend, Vinny. Now, this kid, his lifestyle is totally different from mine. You know, I'm the entrepreneurial type. I want to take risks. I want to create things. I want to change the world by the way I talk to people and by the way I help people develop themselves mentally and physically. That's what I want to do. That's one of my major, major goals, is to change the youth, okay? Because you guys are the most important. You guys are the future of this world. If, whether you realize it or not, you guys are the future of the world, okay? And my goals and my dreams are to change the perception of the youth, to give you guys everything I possibly can to help you guys get where you want to go. Now, my friend Vinny, his lifestyle, totally different from mine. He's an assistant principal at a school. He loves his life. He's married. He has two kids. He wants to go home and spend time with his kids and spend time with his family, and he doesn't have the same entrepreneurial bug that I have, so to speak. Now, does that make him a bad person? No. Everybody's different. You don't ever critique anybody because everybody has a different vehicle for meeting their goal, and a vehicle is just a way to get there. Okay? Everybody you see on the road, right, people driving their cars, they all have different vehicles. But they're all trying to do the same thing, get from point A to point B. So everybody has a different vehicle for getting where they want to go. Just because his vehicle is different than mine doesn't mean that we can't be friends and that we're never going to be able to be together. No, we get together, we play video games, we get together, we hang out, we go get something to eat, whatever it is. But he's always encouraging me, always asking me, how's things going with basketball? How's things going with your call? You know, he listens to my calls. You know, on Sunday nights are tough for him, but what does he do? During the week, he listens to my calls for me and then critiques it for me. So I owe him for helping me get better, and you guys owe him for helping me get better, because it just continues to grow. It's a constant process, but he's always there to back me, and that's who you want to surround yourself with. Okay, so what I'm going to end with, guys, is that I'm going to develop this sheet, okay? And I will email it to you. I'm going to even email it to the people who were not on the call, because you know what? Sometimes it takes people different amounts of times to get something. You know, have you ever been in school and you've been trying to learn something, and you weren't able to do it? You're like, I don't understand this. And then one day it's like, boom, I got it. The light bulb went off, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Why was I not doing this all the time? You know, that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people take different times to do things. All right, so I'm going to develop this sheet within the next week, by next week's call, okay? And what I want you guys to do, all right, is to print out 7 days' worth on Sunday night, okay, starting next Sunday. By, between now and next week, okay, I'm going to be able to get the sheet for you guys, and I want you guys to get ready, okay, to start holding yourselves accountable, okay, because I'm promising you, this isn't so I can get my, you know, pound my chest and say, I'm have these guys doing this. No, this is to help you guys and develop yourselves. And what you do is every day you write down, what did I accomplish in this field today? What did I accomplish in this field today? If there's some things that you guys want on the sheet, send me an email, okay? And if it fits into what I'm trying to do, then I will more than happily put it into the sheet for you guys. All right, but I'm going to probably keep it to like 5 to 6 things. Reason why is because if you do too much, then you're setting up procrastination again. Oh, now there's too much. I'm not able to handle all this at the same time. How am I going to do this? Okay? So it might be something simple as, what did you read today? Take 30 minutes a day to read something positive, something good. Okay? Make sure that just for today, you eat at least 4 to 5 healthy meals a day. Just for today, make sure you get your workout in. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be a set thing. It's going to be dependent on your schedule. Okay? So I'll develop this sheet, and I will have it out to you guys probably by the middle of the week. I'm going to start working on it tonight. Okay? And by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the absolute latest, I will promise you guys, I'm committing to you guys that now, by Friday, you will have this sheet. Okay? And what you do is you print it out, and you track yourself daily. And I'm telling you, once the momentum starts to build, once you start moving in the right direction, and once you start seeing how your body is changing, how your mind is changing, how your ability to interact with other people starts changing, just by the things you're putting into your mind, it's going to totally, totally transform your life. All right, guys? So if you guys have any questions, any comments, just hit *6, and I'll give you guys a second. If you have any comments or questions, let me know. All right, guys. So we're going to have the call again next week, all right, 9 o'clock. Spread the word about the call, guys. I'm telling you, I'm trying to change the way this culture is on Staten Island, and I'll tell you right now, the more people that join this call, I can promise you, the more people that join this call, the better your lives are going to be going forward, because I promise you, this is not the kind of information that is taken lightly, and if it's not taken lightly, I can promise you, you will see major, major progress, not only in your basketball careers, but in your life. All right? So, guys, have a great night. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, guys.